neutral. He's saying keep him on sales. All right, how about Dan then?
That's what I was going to say, but he's still got more attacks. I think he might have
okay. Fine. Then if I can bring my dad on, then. If I can get Tuan going, now my dad can do. Or my mom can do my administration. She can be my secretary. Fuck, she can do tickets.
So what's that?
But he also needs a... okay, so he's... Oh. Sorry, I forget. But, I mean, yeah, Steve is pulling in the sails, I guess, but the thing is... Alright, so what are we saying? Well, like I said, for now, I'm just going to start conceptualizing. I'll start producing it, right? Don't have to worry about, and then we'll see where I'm at. Once we've got enough of a stockpile of sites to start bringing in money, and then get me some money, and I can, then I'll know, oh, there's a cash flow. But if he's worried about how successful it is, I'll just do, start generating money a bit slower then.
What are the reasons why I wanted you to manage ticket flow is you're the only one who's completely unavailable on the weekend. And that way, if you see on Friday that you got a bunch of tickets to deal with and so forth, you can get them done Friday night and then have your weekend off. You can, or Thursday night. You can make sure everybody's doing their stuff and then be clear for the weekend, and then Monday make sure everybody's doing their stuff again. You know?
Okay. Okay. Well, that's basically it. Site design on top of that, though. I don't know if...
He's saying that could work with Dan, though.
Yeah? All right. That would be perfect. Perfect. There we go.
Perfect. And we got him to stop typing. No, to stop typing.
There, Dan's on tickets. Good. Is it official? Because then I can start tomorrow.
It's only that could work at this point. But yeah, I'd start tomorrow.
All right, ask him.
Have you even been looking at the tickets?
Yeah, I looked at tickets today.
You've been looking at everybody's tickets?
Mostly.
Okay. I didn't think you were doing it at all.
My thing is, like, it's hard to, like, I'm QA, I'm falling behind at work.
That's not good either, but hopefully we'll fix that up, too.
That's why
See, when you only have one job, it won't be that bad.
That's it, I can bounce teeth into Grand Barn and,
How many hours a day does the Grand Barn take from you?
Well.
Is it just weekend work?
The thing is,
like
I like to train my dad to do what I'm doing now. And I do the...
How would you just go to the Grand Barn? You'd be able to get paid? Or like you'd be able to live?
You mean what?
How would you live if you didn't continue working at Magnus?
I would live at the Grand Barn.
So you'd have no expenses, basically, besides the Grand Barn?
No, that's it. I wouldn't pay rent. I'd be...
But normally you pay $2,000 towards the Grand Barn's rent.
Yes.
So where would the Grand Barn be getting that $2,000 that they normally get?
My dad does sales. Well, he gets memberships over the off month. Like, he gets new recruits.
You're saying that brings in about $32K a month?
That's, yeah.
30K a month, play safe? No, 20K a month, play safe. It's 40K, that's more than enough to give you salary.
Wait, hold on. Recoup those numbers again?
Well, if it's 30K a month, times 2 months, it's 50K. I can break it down to about 40K to be safe. 40K is easily enough for you to cover your $4,000 for those 2 months plus extra. But then afterwards, you'd have to find a job.
Why?
Is there thinking you're living with a grand bar? And then where would they get that $2,000 a month that you're putting into it?
Right now. Oh. I'd have to do projects that would make the barn more profitable.
That's a lot more risky in my opinion. The numbers are worked out for this. It's very well possible that those numbers could work out too, but just no numbers worked out yet. You know what I mean?
Can we work them out?
No, I've got other jobs. Website Me is my path.
Okay, once Website Me is figured out, like I said, Twan would be like a vehicle to get the sales, right?
Like we're not talking Twan, we're talking the Grand Bar. Twan is a side project.
No, Twan is what we're working on for the page.
But you have no idea how many people would just go for membership deals.
We've got we have the Twan network, like, my dad has all the contacts.
But how many of those would pay the $100 fee?
Well, the ones that paid the $100 fee back in the day for,
Sure. Should they still want to be members?
Maybe not, maybe. We have to query we'd have to see what they're interested in.
You've got no research for that. I can't do numbers on, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't even know how to do numbers on them.
Exactly.
But that's the
thing. That's what makes it risky. The I don't know. If it was known, then you could say, no, it's too risky, or yes, it's...
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not my dad. Like, he knows.
I know.
See, that's
even
it.
Then, he doesn't know. He thinks, but he wouldn't know for sure.
No, well, no, he's not clairvoyant. But he knows what the flow is.
He'd make predictions based on back in the day, though. I don't think he'd be able to make predictions based on current trends, because he doesn't know it. In like sales and that type of thing. He doesn't as click, obviously, but not
the click is
in
that's
the general
it. He's not mainstream.
How big is this click?
Worldwide, and he's just in every network. He's just on.
Yeah, big a network?
I mean, he's got quite a network of people. Like the Twan membership was
possible.
500 people.
It's very possible.
I remember collating magazines, hundreds. You know,
I don't know that much about it to know if it's worth even considering kind of thing. Whereas I had a vision, I worked it out, and now that I've got it worked out, it looks very real.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just saying it's like,
yeah.
I'm thinking for my parents, that would be their vehicle for sales, right? Like that, again, a good salesperson just has a niche they communicate in, right? Like celebrity, the perfect salesman. They'll do your advertising, right? They'll be in an advert, and then they're putting their face on. Well, my people trust my dad, and he's got it's a niche market, right? But that means that we could do quite a bit of stuff. No. I could do this drink.
Well, that's what I'm saying all along.
Yeah, I could.
With this salary.
Because basically I could do, 4 hours of work, and then the rest would just be on my computer, and I'd be on my laptop.
I'm thinking it would be closer to 8 hours a day, and maybe like 5 or 6 hours a day, 7 days a week, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of hours.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean,
mind you, there's no reason you can't necessarily do other things, like physical things, especially while you're...
And my position's the only position needed, right?
No, there's another one just like you.
Al.
No. Al is for graphics.
But he would be wild.
So you and Al would probably work together, maybe with me, and then Dan and Justin would work together.
There you go.
That just makes sense.
Yeah, no, because yeah, that would be awesome. But that's it. We'd be the circle. So Al and I, if we're all living at the barn, you know, who knows, we could have a website, like, I'll come with something, hey, Al, what could we do? And he's like, color palette, and then you're like, oh, we could do this thing with the high frame, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.